This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We begin the program here this morning with the production recruiter for Caterpillar, Jason Bickel, who joins us. Jason, good morning. Thank you for being with us today. I want to spend a few minutes talking about the career opportunities at Caterpillar here in Decatur. And I will tell everybody up front, caterpillar.com /Decatur is where you can find all of this information. Jason, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. All right. I've seen some of this. We've talked to people through the EDC about people making career changes in a year of uncertainty where people have had, particularly in the retail area and others, you know, career interruptions over and over again. Let's talk a little bit about the jobs that are available, the skills that you're looking for, and then we'll also be pointing out some places where you can get some help getting those skills. But tell me right now, I know there's a plethora of positions that are available, but let's start with like forklift drivers and assembly and test specialist, and then we'll get into some of the more skilled positions.
Absolutely, yeah. So forklift driver / material specialist is kind of the entry-level position here. You get in, and we will provide you forklift training, forklift driving. You will get a forklift certification. And it is all about moving products, getting the right part to the right place at the right time within the factory. Whether you're unloading a dock or you're working in the warehouse or pulling parts and taking it to the assembly line, that's the role, and it's a very important role that we need here. The other entry-level position is the assembly and test specialist, which puts the parts together, I guess, is a simple enough way to stay at it. The assemblers work on an assembly line and get the parts from the material specialist and to build a wonderful machines that we have here.
All right, and talk to me about the skills that are necessary for those entry-level positions. You mentioned you will provide training in some of those areas, but what exactly are you looking for?
Well, good work ethic to begin with. We'll provide the training that you need. We're looking for people who are willing to work, flexible shift. We don't have rotating shifts, but you know, we do operate a first shift, a second shift, and a third shift. So you have to be willing to work those shifts. Good work attitude, show up and be open to learning. That's the most important part for those entry level positions. We do like some experience as far as, you know, for example, have you changed a tire? You know, have you used a wrench before? Have you understand what torque is necessarily. Again, we train all that, but all that stuff helps in the process.
But you know, what I find when having these conversations with Nicole Bateman and others in the community, that oftentimes people have transferable skills that maybe they don't recognize that already exist within what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We, for example, it's something we've been noticing for a while. A lot of individuals, for example, who might be CNAs or you know, work in residential living assistance, you might not think they have the skills necessary, but they stand on their feet all day. They can follow standard work. They're used to not working normal shifts. That transition is pretty easy. You know, as far as just the basic skills, we'll teach you how to put a truck together. But you got to have those basics there that transfer really nicely, actually.
All right. And talk to me about some of the more skilled positions, meaning that, you know, like a welder or a machinist or those type of categories of jobs that are available at Caterpillar.
Yep. So that moves into our skilled trades position, welding, welders. We're always looking for welders. We do have a weld school here, but that's more to train a welder with a basic knowledge on how to weld the Caterpillar way, for example. It's not, we need some sort of welding skill before we'll bring you in. And same with machinists. We make really big parts here, and we need people who understand CNC programming, who can go into a program, understand what that program's doing. You know, if something goes wrong or, oh, this isn't how it's supposed to turn out, know how to go in and fix it and turn out a quality part for us.
All right. And the website, caterpillar.com/Decatur, gives an overview. I'm looking at it right now, and it shows you in detail all the positions that are available. But you guys also have a Facebook page, We Are Caterpillar Decatur, where you're spotlighting testimonials from your employees.
We are. We've started, I think every Monday or Tuesday, we highlight the people that we've hired that week. So if they want to be highlighted, and then there are testimonials, success stories, people who started out as a fork truck driver and now might be a group manager, or, for example, I'm thinking of a CNA, you know, that I had no idea that I could work in a factory, but I came in here, gave it a try. Turns out I love it. So, that's a really great page, the team that works on it. And, I'm on it all the time. I just love that page. So,
I think it's important. It's a great idea because you know people need to see it for themselves, and I think believe in themselves a little bit. Jason, I really appreciate you being with us today. Caterpillar.com/Decatur is the website. I'm looking at it right now. Human resources representative, labor relations representative, category buyer, human resources consultant, quality supervisor, assembly and test specialist, CNC machinist, welder, forklift driver, assembly and test specialist, quality manager, manufacturing engineer. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of jobs that are available right here in Decatur.
It's unbelievable. And Caterpillar, you know, doubled down to add, to bring more jobs here. And it sounds to me like, you know, there, we've talked about transferable skills for weeks now. And he said, you know, he gave instances of, hey, are you someone that's already on your feet or whatever? This is a good opportunity for you. And training is provided. So I would recommend anybody that doesn't feel content in the job that they have, and
or maybe that job has just changed because of extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. We had an interview with Mindy, which you can watch at nowdecatur.com or careersdecatur.com. After working in retail for years, she's now a materials handler with a Caterpillar, and you can see it. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and hear from her in her own words about how she would never have contemplated this necessarily or see herself in this role, but now she's gotten way more job stability, making more money, working, you know, regular hours, and that job is now her career, and she's now, you know, moving into other things, and we've seen this over and over and over again. When we talk about this stuff, I want to be very careful to say it doesn't mean that we don't have problems still to solve, and there's still gigantic disconnects in getting to populations about all this, and we're doing everything we can to get that message out there. But I just think it sort of heightened my awareness to sort of the lack of awareness when we were interviewing a lot of the candidates recently.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the stuff that we know to be happening and know to be true and opportunities that exist, you know, you're right. For some reason, there seems to be a disconnect between people thinking that the problem is greater than it really is, and that the opportunities are not there at all.
Or that the solution isn't already in place. We just need to get more of that. I mean, I'm looking at Caterpillar Decatur, 17 different areas of jobs right now on that website, none of which are minimum wage jobs.
Mm-mm. No. And not for an unknown fly-by-night company that may or may not be here. This is about as entrenched as you get.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, caterpillar.com/Decatur, or you can visit the We Are Caterpillar Decatur Facebook page and hear it from new employees. They add new testimonials every Tuesday or Wednesday. Crystal was the last week's feature story. You can check out if you go there to that Facebook page and look at it and hear from, you know, people who have made this transition. Not theory, not concept. I mean, literally just here's a real human being living in our community that's made this transition and is now working in manufacturing.
That's awesome. Who better to hear it from?
Absolutely. We'll continue that education portion of this. And I want to thank once again Nicole Bateman from the Economic Development Corporation. You can go to the job section at nowdecatur.com and find out about those careers, hear from people, and see all. And if you do need the extra help, you know, we have some really, really, really good organizations that are doing that, including Workforce Investment Solutions and Richland Community College and all of those partners that we've talked to and continue to talk to on a regular basis.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.